Howdy, y'all. John here, coming at you fresh from the newly restored Awesome Box 4000, previously on the fritz due to causes unknown. I'm not entirely sure how it started working again either, but I'm not one to look a gift horse in the mouth, especially when it means I can continue using this rig to compensate for physical inadequacies. But let's get down to business. Now everybody, their brother, and their brother's crappy Yahtzee knockoff movie's done a wrap-up of E3, so today we're only going to skirt the topic as regards specific games. Few special ones that have caught my eye and why I'm looking forward to them, and the few doubts that have been gnawing at me regardless. First up, Fallout 3. Now there's something I want to get out of the way that's been bugging me for a while, and it's a problem with how the game's been hyped so far. I want it on record. I'm an ardent fan of Fallout. I love the RPGs, I thought Tactics was pretty good, and I never got around to the console one, whatever. But I'm seeing some eerie parallels between this and the Bioshock hype. And before I take a step further, I'll point out that Bioshock was great too. But in the end, Bioshock was just a great shooter, when it was billed as so much more. Remember how they touted moral choices, how they were going on and on about how the supposed living ecology of Rapture, which we never actually saw, by the way, just videos of messing with the Big Daddies and lighting a doll on fire, then psychically throwing it at someone. But they kept saying the Big Daddy-Little Sister dynamic wasn't the only part of their morality system or their ecology, and it turned out it pretty much was. Fast forward a couple years. What we're seeing now, in demos, are the same videos of mutants exploding, the nuclear grenade catapult thing for a target 50 feet away. You know, there's suspension of disbelief, that they're shutting your brain off, and they're taking it out of your skull and shoving it in a pastrami slicer. Some stuff can be too stupid, all I'm saying. Anyway, we keep seeing the crazy weapons and mutants exploding and the concept art, all while being assured that this won't be Oblivion with guns. And to be honest, Oblivion with guns would be pretty sweet. I mean, I want to see normal hardware. Shotguns, rockets, heavy machine guns, flamethrowers, laser weapons. I don't particularly give a shit about a toaster that shoots doll parts. But all this is beside the point, because we're not seeing the stuff that actually made Fallout good. Depth of role-playing, character versatility, quality writing, attention to atmosphere. I mean, I realize that's hard to convey in a demo for the press, but I think some hands-on, no-cameras impressions would be in order. Get some journalists, lock them in a room with an hour-long demo and have them play it twice, something like that. I mean, it wouldn't be perfect, but it'd be a start. Hey, I'm looking forward to Fallout 3, and eagerly, but it'd be ignorant to ignore history, let alone things that just happened. Now, speaking with Oblivion with guns, we've got Stalker, Clear Sky coming out. We have the same, kind of the same issue here, as a lot of trailers have been showing the shiny new DirectX 10 features. Now don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against the game looking good, but that's not really what we're looking for in a sequel. Well, prequel, actually. We're looking for technical improvements, AI that's tightened up, the addition of features that had to be modded in, like the repair systems, or sleeping, or expanded trading, that kind of thing. But that aside, I'm genuinely pumped about Clear Sky. Not even cautiously optimistic, I'm talking full-blown optimism here. GSC Game World created a shooter that, for all its many flaws, was one of the most atmospheric, intriguing, and exciting actioners in recent memory. And with an emphasis on adventure, you just don't see often in games these days. I mean, hell, it had a better ending than the majority of other shooters out there. It's an interactive Russian mindfuck based on a written Russian mindfuck, and it doesn't pull the bullshit non-ending of, say, Half-Life 2 or Crysis or the entire Fear series. That alone makes me hopeful. Next, a lot of people have seen the demo for Mirror's Edge by now, and if you haven't, go give it a look. This one kind of snuck up on me, but the gameplay looks genuinely good. Very action movie, but in a way that's less about blowing stuff up with a heavy machine gun and more about pulling off suicidal stunts. Escaping rather than confronting the enemy. That's innovative, that's interesting. Now, I keep shifting between this might be kind of cool if gimmicky and this could be really good. I mean, I've been boned by a great concept before. Hell, I thought Alone in the Dark was going to be awesome, and it turned out to be terrible, almost solely by virtue of its control scheme, but certainly not just because of it. I think some hands-on experience with the controls for Mirror's Edge will be necessary before I can pick a camp myself, but color this one the one to watch. Next, trailers don't usually do it for me, which is why I tend to let Final Fantasies lie until weeks or even months after their release date. I like this series, but not every entry does it for me. I still replay Final Fantasy IX. Hey, I like happy endings, sue me. I'm somehow still in Final Fantasy XI. Yes, I know it's not technically part of the series, or however you want to spin it. It still has a decent story, and it's fun with a good group. Still in, despite the best efforts of my failing computer, but I have to admit being less than interested in 13. 12 was decent, made largely so by careful use of gambits and the presence of Fran. Guys, admit it, Fran helped. Fran helped a lot. I don't give a shit if you think you're above digital cheesecake or ridicule others for it. Fran helped, and you know it. But nothing about 13 has me especially psyched. Looks to be another glitzy, high-gloss affair that's full of people being awesome in cutscenes but sucking when you get control of them. Honestly, these days Final Fantasy is more a mile marker than anything, but I could yet be surprised. Time will tell. Now, on the other hand, sometimes you do get an interesting title out of just the trailer. Now, some of you may have seen the trailer for I Am Alive, depicting a Chicago businessman surviving some cataclysm that destroys the city. Supposedly, the game will be more about surviving the elements and getting food, water, and such, rather than fighting off other humans. Now, it may just be that I'm a Chicago native that it interests me, but, I mean, ideal world, dream game scenario? You got adventure and survival elements focused on staying alive, finding a safe place to sleep, getting supplies, carefully getting around broken obstacles, maybe a rudimentary trade system, or even quests interspersed with light action elements. Fight scenes where the goal is more to survive than to kill the enemy. Like an even more stalkery stalker, basically. I mean, that's just speculation. That's just what I want to see from the game. But I have to admit, it's one of the few trailers that genuinely get me interested. In any case, I'm willing to put money down that this is one to watch as well. A few other bullet points. Gears of War 2 looks to be a typical more of the same sequel, but they could surprise us and put actual exposition in the game this time. I know armored muscle men defend Earth from evil bugs isn't exactly Oscar material, but you can tell in the first game that a lot of work went into the backstory of Sarah, and a lot of it told through surprisingly effective imagery. The No Blood for Emulsion posters, the shattered council chambers, the stranded communities, called the Cogs fascists, and so on. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fun, I'm sure the Coltrane will make it all worthwhile, and I don't even need the story to be good. But the writing is a lot smarter than the game lets on, and I'd love to see the developers let the writers out to play beyond squad banter. Back to RPGs for a second. I treat the Tales games a lot like the Final Fantasy series, and that I'm not chomping at the bit for the next one, but I feel almost duty-bound to check it out. They're a bit more hit or miss, though, and it often boils down to whether or not I can find at least one character I really like. Fantasia had Archie. Is it Arch or Archie? I never actually figured that out. No problem. Symphonia? Sheena all the way, man. She's what's selling me on 2 if she returns. Abyss? Gotta love Tyr, man. But the game has to A, have fun battles, and B, not be annoying. Now, the problem with B is it's fairly arbitrary. I found Legendia irritating, Symphonia bearable, despite that the Tales series at large is... they're basically RPG cliches made manifest and formed into a supergroup. Every one of them. It's hard to tell which one will piss me off and which one won't. But I'll keep an eye on Vesperia anyway. It's a 50-50, and that's better odds than you usually get these days. And lastly, no word on Half-Life 2 Episode 3? Valve, seriously, hurry the fuck up. I've ceased to care who the G-Man is, as any possible explanation by now would only either be ridiculous or underwhelming. Just give Gordon the portal gun and have him wreck the Combine shit alongside Barney and Alex. That's really all we're asking for. Well, that and They Hunger Lost Souls, but that's out of your hands. Alright, that's about it for me. Closing with a quote. Whenever anyone mentions Duke Nukem Forever, I always think of some guy trying to convince his girlfriend not to leave him. Come on, baby, the band's gonna make it! Thanks for listening, folks. This is John, signing off.